This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Justice Sonia Sotomayor says the Supreme Court's ruling on the 303 Creative case could open a loophole for discrimination. CPR's Allison Sherry spoke about the justice's dissent on Colorado Matters.
Public accommodations laws, which have been around in various forms since the 1960s and are rooted in the civil rights era, were created to protect classes of people from not being served by businesses. And that for the first time, the high court is sort of chipping away at that. You know, it's saying it's okay to discriminate now against members of one of the protected classes that Colorado has deemed important.
Justice Neil Gorsuch, a Coloradan, wrote for the 6-3 majority. Crews battling a fire burning about 10 miles northwest of Trinidad have made progress surrounding the blaze. Containment on the nearly 1,000-acre Titan fire is now about 20%. Pat Seekins with the Rocky Mountain Incident Management Team says the weather has helped.
Overall, the fire perimeter is looking really good, and we expect to make really good progress over the next couple days.
All evacuations were lifted this afternoon. The Trinidad Community Center had been set up as an emergency shelter. Seekin says there are 70 firefighters on scene, with more arriving tonight. The cause of the fire is under investigation. It was first reported on Wednesday afternoon. Severe storms are moving into extreme southeastern Colorado, with strong storms around Colorado Springs this hour. In Denver, a reprieve of sorts from the wet weather as storms continue outside Rocky Mountain National Park into Fort Collins. In Denver, it'll be dry this weekend with mostly sunny skies and highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. This is CPR News.